Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The eagle that you saw with a lion's head stands for Humbaba. Though it dived straight toward you and terrifying flames shot from its mouth, nothing could cause you harm. The young man who came to your rescue was our Lord Shamash. He will stand beside us when the monster attacks. Whatever happens, we will prevail." Gilgamesh, happy with his good dream, smiled, and his face lit up with pleasure. At 400 miles they stopped to eat. At 1,000 miles they pitched their camp. They had traveled for just 3 days and nights, a 6 weeks' journey for ordinary men. When the sun was setting, they dug a well, they filled their water skins with fresh water. Gilgamesh climbed to the mountaintop. He poured out flour as an offering and said, "Mountain, bring me a favorable dream." Enkidu did the ritual for dreams, praying for a sign. A gust of wind passed. He built a shelter for the night, placed Gilgamesh on the floor, and spread a magic circle of flour around him, then sprawled like a net across the doorway. Gilgamesh sat there, with his chin on his knees, and sleep overcame him, as it does all men. At midnight he awoke. He said to Enkidu, "What happened? Did you touch me? Did a god pass by? What makes my skin creep? Why am I cold? Enkidu, dear friend, I have had a fifth dream, a dream more horrible than all the others. I was wrestling with a gigantic bull. Its bellow shattered the ground and raised clouds of dust that darkened the sky. It pinned me down. It crushed me. I felt its breath on my face. Then, suddenly, a man pulled me up, put his arms around me, and gave me fresh water from his water skin. Dear friend, tell me, what does this mean?" Enkidu said, "Don't worry, my friend. The dream you had is a favorable one. The gigantic bull is no enemy of ours. He stands for the very god who has helped us, bright Shamash, our protector, lord of the sky, who in every danger will come to our aid. The man who pulled you up from the ground and gave you fresh water from his water skin is Lugalbanda, your personal god. With his help, we will achieve a triumph greater than any man has achieved." They had reached the edge of the cedar forest. They could hear Humbaba's terrifying roar. Gilgamesh stopped. He was trembling. Tears flowed down his cheeks. "Oh, Shamash," he cried, "protect me on this dangerous journey. Remember me, help me, hear my prayer." They stood and listened. A moment passed. Then, from heaven, the voice of the god called to Gilgamesh, "Hurry! Attack! Attack Humbaba while the time is right, before he enters the depths of the forest, before he can hide there and wrap himself in his 7 auras with their paralyzing glare. He is wearing just one now. Attack him. Now!" They stood at the edge of the cedar forest, gazing, silent. There was nothing to say.